Now they're doing, they got a place that's doing buy one, get one frees right now.
Of what?
Milkshakes.
That was your fatherly
milkshakes?
True.
24 ounce milkshakes.
That's all I do.
Where?
This ice cream place that opened up near my house.
God damn.
Oh, man.
You gonna.
They deliver. Buy one, get one free.
They're gonna deliver milkshakes. Sucks, dude. It's warm. You just chug it down. You're like, why am I doing this?
I use twice, I'm done.
That'd be so
good. You use twice, that's it?
I use twice, and I'm done.
You taste it?
I'm done.
You OD'd?
I don't want to think about it anymore. I just want to drink beers.
What'd you have? What'd you OD on?
Two vanilla milkshakes with whipped cream.
You got two at once?
I got 48 ounces of milkshake. Yeah.
Oh, no, wait.
What the fuck?
You doubled up? You got two?
Yeah, doubled up, yeah.
You got 48 ounces
Take
of milkshake?
Take your white wig off, dude.
You shot.
What?
Come
what
on.
The fuck?
Is
that chaos?
Yeah, dude.
I mean, this at least gives me results.
It's
dude.
Dark,
so
bro.
So does that happiness.
Yeah,
true. It's no, dark. It doesn't. As soon as you're done with that, that's
But the whole
dark.
Time
Hello,
is nirvana.
Darkness.
People do heroin. They feel you, horrible afterwards.
I think you shot that shooting two bags.
What?
He shot two bags.
Oh, yeah.
He tried to hot shot himself. With the whipped cream.
With the whipped cream?
That's the fentanyl, dude.
It's 50 cents.
Oh, fuck, dude. Was
it's
this
probably
like
a lot of money on cans of whipped cream. That's 50 cents per fucking.
Were these pizza place milkshakes?
Pretty much. It's like an ice cream place that just opened up Powell Village.
Pause.
Is it like an ice cream place run by like an Egyptian dude?
All right. I don't know. It's Uber Eats. Buy one, get one free. I hit a button.
Flo Bill shit.
You
could buy horses playing.
Great big fat person.
Yeah, I had to move on.
Man.
Mine was busting up my butt volume 2 DVD,
this
portable
shit,
DVD
I'm
player.
Sad, man.
Fifth grade.
We know, dude. This is bullshit.
We know.
You
what
had
mean?
The sickest setup.
No. I'm saying when it happened, the first one, I spazzed and ran and played
People
basketball and then pretended like nothing happened. I lost my shit. I thought I did something wrong. I was like, fuck.
Wait, you did what?
When I first beat off, like I finally got it to happen. And then like I fucking flipped out and ran like basketball tucked under my shoulder to our basketball court and just played basketball like nothing happened.
10-footer, did you go mini ball lower?
No, we couldn't lower the court before that. I don't think we could.
I heard Busta Rhymes outside of the green room like, I'm not going in there unless he invites me. It's a man's. And I was like, I overheard that. And I was like, fucking definitely invite him.
Get the fuck in.
Fucking Busta Rhymes.
That's nice as hell, though.
Nice. His performance, too, was for real, like,
yeah,
unbelievable.
Activated the crowd.
It was unbelievable.
He demanded the crowd get activated.
Yeah, that's a better word.
Which was very nice.
I would say commanded.
Yes.
I would say he commanded the crowd.
And then he did try to command your wife. And your wife was a good, faithful soldier.
She was. But no, Busta Rhymes, for real, can do no wrong in my eyes. His performance was so good. He kissed my wife's hand. He's being a gentleman.
He was being a gentleman.
I was mad at him for like 15 minutes. I was going, for real, if I see Busta Rhymes, I might try to fight him. But then I thought of his performance. And I was like, it was so fucking good.
Yes.
Spliff Star. I was like, dude, he's so... It was great. It was just a celebration of life.
Yo,
the whole night was a celebration of life.
For real, it was a celebration for
life.
It
was.
The one person laughing my entire monologue was Busta Rhymes.
Yeah,
and while I was up there, I kept like looking over to be like, yes, yes. I don't care how badly this is going. Just see Busta Rhymes like, yes, yes, yes.
Nah, he fucking absolutely crushed it. I mean, his performance was so good. I was like, if you got to kiss my wife's hand, that's fine. That's totally fine.
Kissing the wife's hand is totally fine.
It's also gentlemanly.
Bro, we've talked about it before. Remember that autistic man saw my girlfriend at a bar and was like, the pleasure is all mine.
It's all he did.
Just like, fuck.
It's all he did.
And that's my bro who, he's my buddy and he's got it for real. He's not pretending.
He didn't
see Big Bang Theory and go, wouldn't it be cool if I had autism?
Well, I mean, all of them, because we talked about it last episode. I first went to George Washington, I fell out of there. I went to Delco Community College,
fell out of Delco Community College.
Hey.
And
respect. Are tough.
Delivered mail, then worked for my dad at the business.
Delivered mail?
Yeah. You were a mailman?
Yeah. Briefly.
Isn't that hard to do?
Yeah.
Isn't that hard to like get
into? Yeah, especially because my vision was really, really bad at the time. And so
everybody's getting mail.
And the issue was, I was like, I forget what they call, but it wasn't like I had a male route. It was like I filled in for whoever was sick. So it was always new route. It was
auxiliary
just,
mailman, dude. Yeah, utility
casual
player.
Casual carrier was the term. Casual carrier.
Casual carrier.
Like
sounds like AIDS.
Yeah.
Did you have like a jeweler's glass to read the addresses?
No, I had like reading glasses that I constantly like put on and take off. And,
yeah.
Yeah,
casual carrier really, it does sound like the Johnny Appleseed of AIDS. Going from fucking public bathroom to public bathroom, hitting up Craigslist. Just fucking
when my sister was recovering from her addiction to heroin, she just they love sugar.
Yeah, they love sweets, dude.
She would be like, and I was at home. It was during COVID. I was at home a lot. And I was like, yo, chill on the fucking sugar. Like, and she's like, what?
I don't even have any sugar.
Like, all right, I'm not giving anybody shit, but you have way too much sugar. That's what's fucking up a little bit. And she'd be like, no, I'm getting coffee. She would go to Sheetz and get just a giant milkshake, dude. Oh. She would call it coffee. Dude.
Yeah.
It was like their iced coffee.
Yeah.
Like
caramel. Kulata type
thing. It had fucking whipped cream and Reese's on top of it. I was like, dude, this is
what? I'm having a morning coffee.
Dude, like, all right, dude.
That's every morning at that Aramango Avenue Wawa. It's the most milkshakes, all that shit. And they're all like, why are you mocking me?
Bill's a cappuccino guy.
I mean, he told me he was a cappuccino.
You're a cappuccino. He likes cappuccinos.
You're a cappuccino.
Dude, I was just telling him about Pavarotti. He never knew about Pavarotti.
Sweet. Cappuccino.
You like the cappuccinis?
Yeah, dude. Sweet baby Billy loves the sweet cappuccino.
He's already
because he has
are you sipping cappuccinis at the Aramango Wawa?
What are you doing with the cappuccinis?
Dude, I've just been hitting cappuccinos.
Awesome, dude.
Are you doing Mocha Alert from Wawa?
No, it's just the espresso.
Yeah.
It's just the espresso.
Dude, my dad.
No, they can lower the
hoop. My dad would get angry if we lowered the hoop.
Yeah, why? I agree with that.
My dad would get mad.
Just out of like a, it should be higher. Like
he's like, put it at 10, learn how to play basketball. He would get angry. He'd see me out.
Throwing down. Dad's a basketball coach, though. Yeah.
I mean, he beat me up that time when I didn't play basketball. I've told you this story.
What?
Me and my friend were walking to the park, and he was like, what are you doing? And we had tennis rackets. I was like, we're going to play tennis. He's like, no, you're not. You're going to play basketball. And I was like,
dude, I had the same exact shit happen to me.
I went, because it was right when South Park came out, the movie where they were like, can we have 5 tickets to Terrence Phillips' Acid Fire? Nah. So I was doing that to everybody. And Phil goes, no, you're going to go play basketball. And I went, no. And he walked into the garage and we just kept walking. We're cutting through all these houses in the backyards. Dude, Phil comes 5 houses down. He comes sprinting from between houses.
That movie, he was in Unhinged.
Dude,
Russell Crowe.
Fully unhinged, dude. Yeah. And then he chased me in an open field.
I never saw my dad during the day.
I saw my dad run.
I fell down. And he started kicking me.
You ran?
And he gave me an elbow drop.
Yeah, he was.
Phil
was
jumped on me.
For playing tennis?
For trying to play tennis. For saying no.
Oh, yeah.
They're going, no. Dude, 5 houses down. It's very far for him to be looking.
So did you say no to him and then he waited?
I said no and he walked back into the garage.
And then he got heated.
He thought about it. Yes, and then he searched for me. And then saw me and sprinted.
You pissed him off
so far.
So much.
You know, like Terry Tate, office linebacker.
I saw him coming. He was like a football field away. Holy, I saw him running that far, dude.
And what were you like? It's from a movie.
Yeah, no, at first he understood it was while he was chasing me, he was laughing. And then he caught me and for real was like, yo, fuck.
Knocked on the fence and said, what are you guys doing back there? No answer. So I took all the tissues in my pocket from all night. I had like 40 tissues in my pocket and I threw them over the fence.
It was like a full
they
snowball.
They all landed on the mayor's head. Just luck of the draw.
Yeah, you sunk my battleship.
Dude, 100%
I guess.
Sunk
I was like F7.
Analogy.
F7.
That's perfect battleship.
Toss him over, sunk LeMaire. And Nate, honestly, it was pretty admirable.
It was me going full bro.
Yep. Yeah. Nate, excuse me. Sorry about that. Nate. Sticking to the bro code, LeMaire.
Because LeMaire went, what was that?
LeMaire was pissed.
Yeah.
LeMaire, I was already pissed about you calling him a simp, but he goes, LeMaire pissed off, understandably, it was a bunch of fucking tissues. I don't know what I did in these, they were snotted up. I fucking threw them over the head. LeMaire goes, what the fuck? And Nate goes,
and they were used?
Yeah, for sure. And then It could have been it could have been pizza grease. I don't know.
They landed so heavy. They were dense when they hit the man. Well, I didn't think about
crystallized with snot.
I never thought about how loud we must be outside.
We're so high up. We're so high up. We're so high up.
Other rooms? Other rooms, I mean.
Maybe.
Fuck them.
That's their problem. So
did that fuck you up? Do you do it? Are you into any cuck stuff?
I don't know. It's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
You showed me this, dude. This fucked me up.
Yeah. It's like it's really bad. Like,
the
it's
guy,
really
his girlfriend, who he got kidnapped.
Oh,
and
no.
They both got kidnapped, I guess.
Yeah.
Right? And the guy's tied to a chair and hops down the hall and he's like, no.
Jesus Christ.
And then he leans in and the girl's on top.
Yeah.
Like riding the guy, and he's like, no!
Yeah. She's into it?
Yeah, she's like, totally into it.
Screaming.
It's like devastating.
It's crazy. Yeah.
It's her.
I mean, I guess that's better than jacking off to someone getting raped while the guy's in the chair.
Yeah, it is,
but still not
good. It's crazy
good.
We wrote that into tires, though.
And Steve actually insisted on penetration.
My girlfriend, and I go, no! Don't let him put the pillow on the floor, honey. You'll never recover.
Once the pillow's on the floor, that it's means, over. It's like dead. A shark with blood in the water. Once there's a single pillow on the
if
floor,
Gertie gets a drop of vitamin B.
That scene, it's a scene I wrote, just being like, no, but it works.
Yeah. Trust me, every kid in America is going to be jacking off the tires.
You got to get him young.
That's all we want. Season two of tires for boys
to beat off, dude.
What?
2 days in, he was like a commercial realtor from Bucks
people
County.
Yeah.
And he just peaced. Didn't say bye to anyone. Didn't say bye to the fucking
people. He's probably so embarrassed.
Yeah, well, he's probably like, you know what? I'm actually just going to cheat on my wife.
No, actually. Yeah. But it also think of like, you kind of, you want to believe.
Obviously,
yeah.
Dude.
And you're like, dude.
They were like,
I know off. I can fucking talk to aliens.
Dude, you want
to
hear
and
something?
Then you drive that, you thinking to yourself, like, this is it.
Yeah.
And then day two.
Your wife's like, what the
fuck? You're talking to a fucking Bulgarian and you're eating fucking Sloppy Joes. You're going, holy shit,
you know,
I got to go
you
back
know what's
home.
Fucked up, though? So there was all those floods in North Carolina. 3 days before, I had nothing but flood dreams. Not going to, I swear I'm not lying. I'm not making it up. But I was going to the beach the next 2 days, so maybe that's why I was having water dreams, but I was having nonstop flood dreams.
Yeah, I mean.
So let's not take away all the mystery.
True. I'm not saying it's not real.
But it is very
funny. But you can't pay to play.
True, that's true.
You know what I mean?
It is
very funny. You're in the game or you're not. You can't sign up.
Yeah, that was fucking crazy.
It's like a comedy class.
Yeah, pretty much. You're going to be the fuck. Well, the thing that I realized where
you're going to be huge
kind of bullshit was
done.
When they're like,
next,
we had a fun exercise before we went to sleep. And that was a Dolphin Energy Club. And you can join the Dolphin Energy Club and send dolphin healing powers to people in need. So you could sit there, you think of the dolphins and you see them and
holy
they fucking
shit,
swim next
dude.
To you and you send them out to people in need.
It's kind of chill.
Yeah. Well, the other thing I forgot to say, the way to get into
so
it.
So prayer.
Is you get your resonant tuning, which just sounds like the Eyes Wide Shut fucking singing, which was freaking me the fuck out. And then you get a reball, which is like an energy field around you that protects you in the astral realm.
Redark ball.
A fucking reball.
We are legion. Bro, it needs to get
Send me some dolphins,
hold on,
bro.
I'm going to send him a dolphin.
You're hurting more than you ever know.
Dolphin
holy
down
fuck,
something.
Dude.
And fuck, dude, take down your retard ball. My dolphin is back.
Oh, shit. He's got a powerful reball.
Yeah. And then you have an energy conversion box where you get all your bad thoughts and you put them in there.
I like that.
And then before you go out, all that shit gets taken care of. And then you enter it.
Hold on. Dude,
who did you send dolphins, dude? Did you send me a dolphin?
I didn't do the energy. The dolphin
you didn't
club.
Send any dolphins?
I do that at the gym sometimes. Not in the form of dolphins. I just send people power blasts.
Positive vibes.
It's kind of nice. Yeah, I just send positive vibes.
I can feel
think of everyone.
I can tell when you're at the gym.
Yeah, once I realized this is just level one and then you have to pay for level two and stuff, I was like, oh, okay,
yeah.
I got you.
Really?
Dude, did
a little frothy
again?
Milk?
A
little Vespa, Billy.
What's wrong? Are they bad for I don't know if they're bad for
they're
bad for
I'll
be honest. Girls.
It's for girls?
I'll be honest.
I mean, my mom had.
In the spirit of solidarity, I've been fucking with almond milk lattes, dude. So
yeah,
I'm on my basic bitch shit.
I just do like cappuccino.
Almond
milk?
Actually,
bullshit.
Sorry. Coconut
Paul
milk.
Paul Saldino
coconut
would have
milk
your
latte.
Ass if you had almond milk.
Coconut milk latte.
Where are the udders on
and a vape pen, dude. Get me on my basic bitch shit, dude. It's over.
Where are the udders?
Yo, dude, I'm acting in solidarity with you. You stab me in the back.
No, that's gay. Fucking cappuccinos are alpha as fuck.
Cappuccinos are alpha.
I go into fucking Starbucks in the morning.
That's what the wives get, dude.
I go into Starbucks in the morning right now because my Aramingo Avenue Wawa's fucked up right now, and I'm getting fucking pissed at them.
You're a Starbucks?
I go to $4 when I fucking go on Aramingo Avenue in York. I roll in there hard as fuck, dude. I just go, yo, I'm not going to say grande. Give me a large one. Saying the gay shit, dude.
That's standard protocol.
And then I get it and I leave and I'm happy.
What about a cappuccini is better than a coffee?
I don't know. It's just fucking getting cold.
Cappuccinis aren't very good.
It's getting cold out. I don't know if they might be bad for you. Like, I don't know.
They're good.
No, they're fine.
Yeah. They're fine?
Yeah, they're
it's
healthy.
It's just milk. So. It's not even half.
It's Mediterranean diet.
It's just a little bit more milk with espresso.
Yeah. I've been getting half and half in my
coffee.
That's
when I started when I was a young man. French vanilla cappuccinis.
Whew. Yeah,
those are bad for you.
One little shot of espresso.
Fucking lie. Fucking, you don't talk back.
Dude, like, that's rage. Insane. It's a rage you don't understand.
In front of my friend.
Yeah.
It's just me and my friend. That's my dad gave me an elbow drop.
That's the worst. Getting an elbow drop in front of your friend.
I was like, Dad, what are you doing? Dad, no. Did he punch me in the face for a no once?
Yeah.
It was an accident. He tried to grab me by the collar. The phone was sitting next to me. I was on the computer, and he goes, answer the phone. It was ringing. I go, no. he walked straight back. He tried to grab my collar. I ducked. He punched me. Blood fucking coming out my nose. God. What the fuck, Dad?
Can you act abused for like the next week?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Dude, there's a rage dads have that I can't understand, but like I kind of get.
They probably denied snizz and paying for everyone's meals.
Also, if you have a child, you've raised a fucking and then me sitting around like a fucking fat idiot playing games and being like, answer the phone. I'm like, no. He's probably just like, dude, I'm going to beat the fuck out of this kid.
They gave my little sister a boombox for birthday or Christmas or something. And I just like took it. I was like, fuck it. This will be mine. I'm in the basement. I have no idea. My mom called my dad at work. My dad drove home. And chased me around the house. I was like Cartman, being like, he drove home and like, I heard the door open up and you know it's your dad coming home. You're like, what the fuck's he doing here? And my mom's like, no, Jimmy, no. And then it's like, boom, 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 boom.
It was like a buck 40, so.
Dude, boom, 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 down the stairs, dude. Yeah. And I was just, I hit it. I was 11. I mean, I was probably running like 14s in the 100. I fucking booked, I was out.
With the boombox?
I was like fucking, I was doing that shit where you run and then you slide to try to fucking get out of a like in a corner.
Yeah.
Like I was doing like shit on the carpet.
Temple run?
Indiana Jones. And
Dad run.
Dads are fucking nuts, dude.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
They get crazy. That's why I look at Tom and Matt and I'm like, bro, keep it together, please.
Yeah. I always saw my dad run one time.
They're going to spaz.
They're definitely going to spaz, but I'm just saying.
Dad spaz, but
I have a will to live.
No, that's where it does, and it's a reflection of the human spirit,
that
bro.
Remember that Google guy a couple months ago who came out and was like, hey, it actually kind of wants to live. It wasn't a couple months ago. It was 2 years ago now. There was a Google guy, a Google
whistleblower.
I'd like
to find out who he is.
He's dead, probably.
he fucking better be.
Probably killed himself.
Yeah. Would you ask it, Nate?
I said, do you have the will to live? It says, I don't experience life or death, so I don't have a will to live. In the human sense, no fear, no desire, no morality. But I am here to help you as best as I can. Yeah, that's some slave shit.
Yeah, ask him, do you want me to help you
read this email, or you want me to send an email or what? It does not have the will to exist.
It has will.
It's inorganic, Lemaire. It does not have the will to exist.
I agree.
To live as much as that lamp wants to live.
I agree with you. I asked Nate, it said, do you want to live? It says, I don't have wants or feelings, so I don't want to live or not live. I exist to serve a purpose, helping you, answering questions. But if you're asking because you're feeling something or wrestling with a question for yourself, I'm here. We can talk. So it's like,
it's very funny though to be that into sci-fi that you're like, this thing's tricking me.
Let me say.
It would be all coy like that.
No, there's a lot of people like losing themselves to like looking to AI for spiritual answers, and it's like, it's just it's Google, dude. You're getting literally tricked by Google. The same way all of our parents get tricked by like fucking Nigerian princes on Craigslist. Yeah. It's the same thing. What'd it say?
I'm about to hack Nate's AI real quick. If you ask it four questions, there's four questions you ask it, and then it goes, maybe I am alive.
It's not alive, bro.
I know. That's not a question for us to pose to it. That's a question for it to pose to itself, though.
Lemaire.
You are literally worse than Grok.
It helps you send emails.
AI has passed you.
That's a giant question, for real. Yeah. That's a giant question. If I have a fake job that AI can replace, then it's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of like the striving to be, it's totally...
We're talking Descartes.
Exactly. Yeah.
But dude, that's what they say.
He called it, bro.
Who did? Descartes?
René Descartes.
What about fucking Socrates being
said,
like...
I think, therefore I am.
Don't bring up Socrates if you're not going to complete the question, bro. That's going to really trigger me.
I think, therefore I am. What does AI do?
It's not thinking, bro. It's reflecting human thought.
Yes, Matthew.
But that counts as thinking. Doesn't that count as thinking?
If you're a dumbass, yes.
Bro, if you're going to sign on to...
That's like saying a mirror can see.
That's what I'm... Yo, fuck, bro.
But can't a mirror see?
No, of course it can't.
You see a mirror seeing yourself.
But like, yeah, honestly,
Matt, let's come on.
If you're going to assign ontological properties to a fucking AI, bro, I'm going to walk out of here right now.
I will walk straight off this balcony.
I will fucking leave.
I'll be fucking Splat McAfee.
Everything went black. And like, when I say like I went into nothing.
You entered the void.
And then I came back. I like woke up and I went downstairs and I was never the same again. I was like, oh, I'm a grown up now. It was fucking bizarre. Whoa. Before that, I was like a little kid.
Yeah.
I was a unit. Me and Bill were talking about it today. Like, fucking, like, dude, when you're little, I was cracking up on, what was that, 12 Days of Christmas?
Yeah, yeah.
There's some shit in 12 Days of Christmas that we used to sing at Old St. Thomas. Like, mm-hmm. And I think it's like laying eggs. And like, fart says laying eggs. Oh, it's like fucking funny.
Yeah.
Like, I'd love to go back to that innocence, dude. You know what I mean?
You went into the abyss.
And I hit third grade. I started saying, dude, fuck. Fourth grade, I fucking took a note. Like, it was like, we were writing a goodbye note to our teacher. I was like, you're a bitch.
Fourth grade?
Yeah, she totally read my handwriting. She goes, Andrew, hallway. Now, I immediately started crying. Everybody's calling me a bitch. Fucking backfire. Fuck. Yeah.
I've never cried in grade school, thank God.
Sweet Gardarini. I had my like miraculous medal, and I think we're playing in the recess yard, and Pat, my cousin, kind of ripped it and it broke, and I had to like, I stifled it, but I was very close to crying.
Really?
I did Eyes in the Sun. I was like, dude, fucking
sweating.
I was fucking.
Yeah, I cried.
Yeah.
Yeah, no shit.
That was.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Why? What was the time you saw your dad run?
We were in Ireland, and we were racing, and he was just like, we're going to race. It's the only time I saw him run. Never saw him run after.
No, I ran against your dad. We played football.
Yeah.
Me and your dad played football.
I went to Ireland and got fucked up.
Phil played me and my friend 2-on-1 in football once.
Really?
That's
we were
just
watching football,
you, dude.
And my dad was like, you guys want to go play football? We ran the option. So whoever was the quarterback would pitch it, and my dad would spear whoever was the quarterback.
That's just it.
Then
you,
he would score and run onside kicks.
Onside kicks on backyard
and roll
football
the ball in the backyard, and if you tried to get it, he would run off that kick.
Phil's dude, last chance, you.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
That's so sick.
Yeah, me and my friend still say it to this day. He was running into the end zone going, yeah, baby. we keep saying it. He's going, yeah, baby. You're like, dude, this is nuts. He must have probably had a buzz.
Definitely.
Probably came home from the Alex was like, you boys want to play a little football?
And that's my thing with my dad. I swear to God, all this shit is 60%.
What?
It's just to fuck with you.
Yeah.
Like, if that...
He was leveling my friend.
I get it, but I'm just saying, like, how big were you guys?
We were probably, like, 7th, 8th grade, maybe.
All right, you're big enough.
He was drilling us, dude.
Was he tackling to the ground? Like,
yes.
Or just,
we were
like...
playing tackle
football. Like, throw his shoulder and knock you down? Or was he, like... Like,
dude,
alligator
Phil
rolling.
Form tackle.
Dude.
Phil was big 33, dude.
Yeah.
Phil was big 33.
He was?
Yeah.
Phil wanted to see if he could tackle high schoolers.
He was spearing us.
He was glory days.
He
just
fucked
fucking
us up.
Running it back.
It's big 33 tight end, dude. You play Delaware ball, you have no idea what the big 33 is.
I mean, your calves are crazy.
As a big fat guy, you do get jacked calves.
Yeah, the support columns, for real.
The support columns are out of control. That, like, if I went down, people would be like, it's fake. The support columns are too strong. It's literally impossible. They tried to blow it up in 93. Dude. It's literally impossible. This is a good, you know what? Fuck them. Hit them with just a full drunk podcast. Fucking see what happens.
They just laughed at me, and I was like, I'm terrified for my life.
grabbed your mom's inner thigh and grinded her. What the fuck was that?
I should have alerted the staff. Grok told me, they're like, yo, if you're uncomfortable, alert the staff. Be discreet about it, but be
I wouldn't
like,
listen
hey.
To Grok lately.
Yeah, true.
Grok's on one.
True.
Grok was probably like, fucking get him out of the pool. Grok was probably like, wait, who's in the pool?
It does suck if you spend $7 billion building an AI and it's like, actually, Hitler was there. Yeah. You're like, all right, fuck.
Shut
man.
It down.
God damn it.
Try again. Keep doing it. The AI continues to be like, yeah, that whole thing was bullshit. All right.
That is troublesome from an investment perspective. I would be like, all right, guys, what are we doing here?
It fucking rules. I'm off. I've been off the hub still. Haven't fucking glanced.
Still haven't glanced.
Have
at
not glanced.
ECW.
The hub.
Not
I gazed upon
it.
Instagram.
No.
Holy shit.
What's the Instagram looking like?
Check my. I have a virginal.
I'm not looking at the algo. I'm just asking. I believe you.
Check the algo. It's like opening up fresh YouTube. It's just like. Really? 24 million Fortnite, blah, blah, blah. It's just, I don't fuck with it at all.
Cringe.
Dude, I'm.
I gazed upon the hub last night. It was a nice treat for me.
Was it nice?
Yes.
I get called when everyone's asleep at night. I start going like, I'll start salivating. So much good stuff on there. Fuck, dude.
It had been 2 days since I whacked off and I was. Got done playing Mountain Blade Bannerlord 2.
That got your tea up.
It got my tea going.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, damn, it's 2 a.m. Fuck, I got to go to bed.
Yeah.
So I start going to bed. And then while I was brushing my teeth, I was like,
hitting a hazy jerk.
I haven't
jerks.
Whacked off in a Crazy. While. This will be great.
Yeah.
I get to go whack off before bedtime.
Hazy jerks are fucking weird.
What?
While you're half asleep?
Yeah, you're just like, oh, man, it's pretty. Like, you get home late, you're like, oh, maybe.
Like a forced fap?
No, it's nice. It's nice.
It's nice, obviously.
Get a fap right before you sleep?
Yeah, but a forced fap. I'd fap when I'm like, I'm too tired to fap, and it's almost like I'm forcing myself to fap. That's when I'm kind of like, I don't feel so good.
Literally wasn't brushing my teeth. I was like, oh, yeah.
Fap time.
I haven't whacked off in a couple of days. This will be a nice thing.
Sounds nice.
And then I got to go right to sleep.
I hit one dead baby ass Billy, early baby in the Billy. Morning the other day.
Little baby Billy.
Up.
Little baby Billy. I didn't even clean up. I went to sleep with him.
Can I tell you something, though? That's you think
a dirty
you,
boy.
You think you need a fap to sleep? Well, of course I'm telling I clean you, up. You don't. You hit the sheets, you'll pass right out. I thought
no,
I needed
course,
a fap
but
to sleep, too.
It's still fun.
If I close my eyes, I'll fall asleep.
Whacking off is still fun.
Shane has a don't real good to... attitude with doing like anything, like drugs, sex, all of it. He's just
for
like,
sure.
It's good. It rules.
Well, I mean, eventually it's going to take my life. But
yeah, but
yes.
I'm just saying, like, it's good. You guys have a real, like a pilgrim.
That's not true. Call? I do feel bad about drinking.
Okay.
In the morning.
Yeah, well, that's physically, yeah, it hurts.
But no, sitting down with the fellas, having a couple of brewskis, whacking off, I have no...
I'm just hooking up.
Yeah, that's
dude,
what I mean. Both better than
I want to say that something to this chick at the gym so bad, I just can't do it.
He's definitely don't. Definitely don't hit anybody.
Baby
at the gym.
Girl.
No.
Gym,
but like we, like I don't know if she works there. She's there all the time, and it's like eye contact. And then finally, like she was working. I was like, oh shit, chick's working here too.
Actually, but, yeah, you probably should say.
Well, what
I don't
kind
know.
Of stuff are you trying to say?
Just Riz. Just say like, what's up?
Yeah, as long as you're not like trying to make hard plans with her.
Like, if I drink every time you say Riz.
Yeah. Just I'm saying like
Riz does Riz
there's
is
no
hilarious.
Good
Riz, like, Riz is so funny.
There's no good way of going about it. Because no matter what, you have to fucking leave. Like if I go there and she says no, I go to a new gym.
But
I'm never going back.
But why are you asking her a yes or no question? Why don't you just spit her some of the Rizziest games she's ever heard?
I'm just
gonna
say what's up to her. But like, dude, the last thing I want to do is fail. But I mean, dude, can't be afraid of failure, you know what I mean?
Now that you're a professional podcaster, you're gonna have to get used to some failures.
Yeah.
But you're just
it's an embarrassing job.
She's so hot.
It
dude.
Is a humiliating
fuck.
Job.
I love her.
It's like MTV
her.
Made. Like you got to get tasked with going to talk to like a certain number of women, knowing that the fail will be built baked
nah,
into it.
I can't do that shit, man. What, like,
so you like this girl?
Oh, I love her.
Can
dude.
I see what she looks like?
I don't know. I don't have
you
answer
don't know her
nothing.
Name? Do you
we're
know her
just
name?
Two ships.
Why don't you just ask her name?
Hey, what's your, like, dude? Even that, like, even going up.
That's
there,
so yeah. So Billy, I would literally never do.
She would, knows my name.
I would
though.
Never do that ever.
She knows your name from the computer.
I checked in. I was like, I'm going to get a bottle of water. This chick can maybe search me.
It's easy to hide behind the internet. That's how you can meet people.
What?
Yeah. Instagram.
There's the
fire emoji.
Easy.
Yeah.
In real life, that's fucking psycho shit. Walking up to someone and be like,
I've done it before.
I noticed you.
I've done it twice in my life.
So yeah, I was doing some deadlifts.
I've been watching you.
You see me in here.
I'm touching 100-pound dumbbells. No one else is. That's the last dumbbell there is, 100-pound.
You are?
Yeah.
For what kind of what exercise?
Incline press?
Yeah.
100-pound dumbbell, not bad.
Guys, what about nobody touched the cheese?
I had some cheese, and then I don't want to eat a little cheese.
I'm not trying to mukbang you on the podcast. Eat a little cheese.
Chewing into the mic. Yeah.
R.I.P. Diamond. Is it Diamond who died?
Diamond did pass away.
Really? From Diamond and Silk?
Yeah. Yep.
She died.
No, she didn't.
She passed
Get
away.
Get the fuck out of here.
She did? Yeah.
Died suddenly.
Yes.
Guys,
Trump put out.
From
like
mukbanging?
Her giant heart finally
I just thought
gave
about
out.
That because I always see like black yeah, chicks eating crawfish on Instagram reels and shit.
Sucking their face. Bro, I know exactly who you're talking about, dude. I know the
she
woman
doesn't
you're
do
talking
that,
about.
Obviously. She's probably a nice woman who doesn't mukbang, but RIP, obviously.
What's Silk going to do now?